have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear. Industries of energy. Energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions, we have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
And a very, very good Tuesday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. A little blustery out there. A little bite in the air. A little wind whipping around from the north. We've had plenty of that wind, but we do thank God for that little bit of moisture. Wasn't a whole lot, but hey, some better than none at this point. I'll take what we can get for sure. Here's what's on the menu at the Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street, 225-5821, $5 for senior citizens. That includes your drink, your dessert, $6 for anybody else. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, dining room is open. This is how they fund this program, and we need to keep this program. They also accept donations as well. Here's what's on the menu: Salisbury steak, mashed taters and gravy, broccoli, biscuit, and jello. So Salisbury steak, mashed potatoes and gravy, broccoli, biscuit, and jello. That's what's on tap today at Elk City Meals on Wheels. And also the St. Matthew's fish fry. 11th annual this Friday and every Friday between now and April the 8th. All you can eat includes fish, fries, hush puppies, coleslaw, homemade beans, homemade dessert and drink. Carryouts are available. They accept cash, checks, and credit cards. And the St. Matthew's Catholic Church Fish Fridays all the way through April the 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. Okay, Butch Black still out at the plant doing his thing, his day job. Here's what's going on with the commodity markets this morning. West Texas Intermediate up 70 cents, trading at $112.82. $112.82 a barrel in the April 2022 contract on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Brent crude oil in the ICE Futures Exchange up $1.28 a barrel to $116.90. $116.90. Telecom crude oil is down 310 yen per kiloliter. That's the only red on this chart. NYMEX natural gas up 14 cents. Broke the $5 mark again. $5.05 per million BTU. That's the April 2022 contract on the New York Mercantile Exchange. RBOB gasoline up 213 to $339.29. And then heating oil is up 333. To $383.42. Gas oil also up, and so is Telecom kerosene. So everything on the green except for Telecom crude oil in Japan, but that's trading on the May 2023 contract. So there you have it. Well, just talked about the oil prices and just give you a little bit right here. Says that, some of the Oklahoma energy stocks improved too, while European nations disagreed Monday whether to join the U.S. in a Russian oil embargo over its invasion of Ukraine. Crude oil futures rose more than 7% in trading. West Texas Intermediate, we just talked about that, but it rose $7.42 to settle at $112.12. Pretty big stuff. Anyway, European Union governments will decide this week whether to join the U.S. in this oil embargo against Russia over its war against Ukraine. The decision will occur as President Biden plans to hold a series of summits in Europe on Friday. That ought to be something to behold. Monday was the day of improved earnings for Oklahoma energy stocks. Some, such as SandRidge Energy and Noventu, saw gains of nearly 6%. While 5% gains were recorded by Continental Resources and Devon Energy. So some of these Oklahoma stocks, we haven't been given much of them, so I'm going to go ahead and give you this list from yesterday. Alliance Resource Partners, I was up 53 cents to 14.96. Blue Knight Energy Partners, their common stock was up 0.025 cents to $3.38 a share. Chesapeake Energy trading at 81.06. That's up 2.55. Continental Resources up $3.28 a share to 63.16. Coterra Energy was up 43 cents to 25.28. Cypress Environmental Partners was down, actually stayed static at $1.78 a share. Devon Energy Corp up $3.17, trading at 61.44. Gulfport Energy Corp up $1.42, 77.90. Helmerich & Payne H&P up 134 to 41.58. Laredo Petroleum up $1.61, trading, pardon me, at $74.71 a share. Magellan Midstream up 93 cents, 48.28. Mammoth Energy up 0.030 cents to $1.95. Matrix Service Company up 0.040 cents to 8.72. NGL Energy Partners up 0.050 cents to $2.30. OG&E Corp up 51 cents to 38.92. One Gas Inc. up $1.98, trading at 84.48. One Oak trading at 68.52. That's up $1.51. Ovintiv up 2.75 to $50.74 a share. Sandridge Energy up 80 cents, $15 a share for Sandridge. Unit Ord shares up $1.48 to $60.98. And Williams Company up $1.04 to $32.50 a share. So Oklahoma stocks did some good yesterday as the price of oil continues to climb. Well, we talked also about the LNG and about the big bush, well, the big push, pardon me. But Cheniere wins their approval for the, well, their LNG export expansion. Cheniere Energy, the company with a pipeline transporting natural gas out of Oklahoma Stack and Scoop oil plays south to the Gulf Coast operations, have received government approval for more LNG sales to European countries. We talked about that they had applied for it, but we hadn't gotten the final word. But Cheniere will export operations with export operations in Louisiana and Texas received Energy Department approval to make more gas sets than covered by previous export permits from its Sabine Pass facility in Louisiana, its Corpus Christi plant in Texas, according to this AP story. He goes on to say, as Europe works to phase out its reliance on Russian energy, it says the world needs every molecule it can get from other resources, says Dustin Meyer, the API vice president for natural gas markets. Cheniere Energy, Inc. said its Sabine Pass facility in Louisiana, its Corpus Christi plant in Texas, have been improved and are making more gas than covered by previous export permits. Wednesday's orders will allow for additional operational flexibility for us and our customers during this pivotal time and for decades to come, it said in a statement released by a public relations firm. U.S. companies are already exporting at or near their maximum capacity. And Wednesday's order means every operating U.S. LNG export project has approval from the Department of Energy to export its full capacity to any country where not prohibited by U.S. law or policy, the Energy Department said in a news release. That is, any and all U.S. LNG export projects have approval from the DOE. It increased the amount of liquid natural gas that Cheniere's plants may export by the equivalent of about 0.72 billion cubic feet of natural gas per day. The gas may be sold to any country with which the U.S. does not have a free trade agreement, including the department noted all of Europe. That increase works out to about 5.2 metric tons a year for Cheniere. Total U.S. exports are set to run about 86 metric tons. This year, which is about 95 tons. The department said the U.S. is the world's top exporter of liquefied natural gas, with exports expected to grow 20% this year alone as additional capacity comes online. Half of Europe's imports in January came from the United States, it said. Four applications from other facilities have been pending for more than a year, said Marty Durbin, president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Global Energy Institute. They should also be approved expeditiously. which means, I guess, very quickly, he said in a statement released by a public relations firm. A previous version of this story was published back on March 16, 2022. In it, the Associated Press erroneously reported that producer Cheniere Energy, Inc. would be allowed to export the equivalent of 7.2 billion cubic feet of natural gas a day. So the AP had to come back in and fix its story. Imagine that. Boy. Anyway, the good news here is natural gas, which we have been touting for ever since we started this show. I mean, even Mark Stansberry with the great energy transfer, the transformation from natural gas, the bridge fuel to the future, has been happening slowly but steadily. And now we're seeing some of the fruits of that labor, because natural gas is definitely going to be needed for electrical production as well. And that's what people are starting to fully understand, especially California, where they're having to have people with electric cars alternate what day they plug them in. Their electric grid can't handle it. Oops. Somebody wasn't thinking about that. We're going to be back with more to think about here on the Tuesday edition of the Exploring Energy Show right after this commercial timeout. These are our great sponsors, folks. No better way to say thank you than to buy their services or their products. We'll continue our coverage right here on 96.5 KECO after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
Big Elk Auto Mall is now hiring gas and diesel mechanics and helpers. Immediate openings for experienced gas, diesel mechanics, and helpers. Even if you currently have a job, they want to talk to you. It could be a better deal than what you have. They offer great work environment, competitive pay, holiday pay, vacation pay, and paid health insurance. Mechanics must have own tools. Apply in person at Big Elk Auto Mall, 1019 East Highway 66 in Elk City, across from the Civic Center in the old Schlumberger building. Big Elk Auto Mall is an equal opportunity employer.
We are no longer taking 2 to 3 years to get teeth straightened. We have several cases that range anywhere from 3 to 8 months. Fast braces are amazing. It's a patented wire system with advanced brackets that help to move and rotate the teeth at the same time. They are very fast. Traditional braces go through a different series of wires. Fast braces is all one wire. We had a particular patient, and I mean, he was done in 3 months. Mom was ecstatic. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Jamie Cameron DDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Taco Bell presents a get-out-of-bedtime story.
It's time to wake up from this amazing dream, even though you're jet-skiing on lemonade. How extreme! And oh, look at that. You just won the lottery. Is that a castle? Take the keys. It's your property. What's better than swimming in space? Just wait for the big reveal. It's Taco Bell breakfast, and it's actually real. So it's time to wake up and bid your dreams farewell. Because toasted breakfast burritos are waiting for you. Only at Taco Bell. At participating Taco Bell locations near you during breakfast hours only.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
You know what? They keep you supplied. They get to know you. They take care of you. I'm talking about Camrock. That's why you should choose Camrock Supply. If you use lots of fluids, filters, Camrock is the outfit. They'll take care of what you need. For bulk fluids and filters, call Sean Estes, Camrock, 405-301-5803. 405-301-5803. Camrock's located on South Main Street here in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. I mean, they supply anybody with fluids and filters. farmers and ranchers, they understand how important it is to keep those fluids filled and those filters changed, especially with this environment, this dusty blowing wind, boy. Also, American Hose and Supply, we know whether you're an ag producer or oil field company, doesn't make any difference. You don't like to do long-distance relationships. You need to know, get to know somebody. You need to see their face. American Hose and Supply, they understand it. They'll bring you the hose and fittings you need to keep you working. Just say the word. American Hose and Supply inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. Call 580-821-4413. 821-4413. That's American Hose and Supply. And Allegiant Land Services, a leader in energy solutions from acquisition, project management, and consulting. Allegiant Land Services has the people and the experience to get the job done right the first time. They have the knowledge to bridge the gap between company and community because they're headquartered right in the rural community of Sealing, Oklahoma. They're proud to provide their clients with team members equipped with a well-rounded education in the oil and gas industry, as well as wind and solar negotiation. And Allegiant Land Services and Consulting is an unmatched energy solutions company. They are truly honest, efficient, reliable. Contact them online at AllegiantLand.com or call their Sealing, Oklahoma office, 405-883-7007. Destiny and Brady Weeks also are very proud of the Lady Wildcats, Sealing girls bringing home the gold ball in the basketball this year. All right, here, let's get back to the matter at hand, today's oil and gas news. Well, operators are fined by New Mexico over their methane emissions. And it's not a drop in the bucket either. Five New Mexico oil and gas operators were fined a total of $275,000 after failing to report methane emissions as required by New Mexico state law. The operators, all headquartered in Midland, were cited by the state's Oil Conservation Division, the OCD, and issued $55,000 in civil penalties each. They each allegedly did not produce quarterly methane emissions reports as were required by the OCD's recently enacted emissions regulations. I know a lot of people would like to have OCD on their business card, or should have it on there. That's another story. The rules activated last spring increased reporting requirements for operators throughout New Mexico and targeted an industry-wide gas capture rate of 98% by 2026, a move intended to reduce air pollution in New Mexico after oil and gas was found to be the leading emitter of greenhouse gas in that state. Records show most of the unreported emissions occurred in the Southeast Permian Basin region in Eddy, Lee, and Chavez counties, along with Roosevelt, along New Mexico's eastern border with Texas, and in San Juan and Rio Arriba counties in the northwest San Juan Basin area. In total, about 530.5 million cubic feet went unreported by the five operators per the OCD records as of March the 9th. The operators are the largest of about 250 operators, which remain out of reporting compliance, records show, after the OCD issued notices of violation to 408 operators last month. All operators in New Mexico were required to submit methane emissions data to the OCD's online platform by February 15th of this year. And OCD notified the initial group of violators of their noncompliance back on February 18th. That led to 158 operators filing and coming into compliance, leaving the remaining pool of companies that still have not reported their emissions. OCD Director Adrienne Sandoval said data was an essential aspect of the state's efforts to reduce emissions from the oil and gas sector, and it will continue to enforce that aspect of state law to accurately study the extent of air pollution in New Mexico. So, throughout the natural gas waste rule, processed data was consistently identified by all stakeholders as an area to improve upon, Sandoval said. This reporting requirement set the operator's baselines and give the OCD a more robust picture of natural gas waste data throughout the state, which is why it's so critical that companies are complying with the reporting requirements. The OCD will ensure compliance as we continue to implement the rules. So, trying to hit him where it hurts, trying to hit him right in the wallet. And so I guess over 400 letters sent out. Wow. Okay. Well, we'll come back a little closer. Buttigieg, or weirdo. Anyway, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg came to Texas last week, the land of wide open spaces and pickup trucks, and pushed again for his commuter rail line between Austin and San Antonio. There's no reason that quality, speedy train service should only be something in the Northeast, Buttigieg said in an interview with the Texas Tribune. So he's down here in Texas stumping for a commuter train. But as more people, which is in car-friendly Texas, getting a major high-speed rail project off the ground is almost impossible. For years, attempts to build a commuter rail line between Austin and San Antonio faltered. The state's lawyers are in court trying to kill a proposed line between Dallas and Houston. But as more people flock to the state and its metro areas swell, Texas could benefit from robust passenger rail, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said Wednesday. Yeah, this is right where their attention needs to be. There's no reason that quality, speedy train service should only be something in the Northeast, Buttigieg again said in the interview with the Texas Tribune. Buttigieg swung through Texas this week to tap the $565 billion infrastructure bill passed last year, touring Austin's local commuter rail system with Mayor Steve Adler and making an appearance at the South by Southwest Festival. Out of the infrastructure bill, Texas is slated to get more than $27 billion for roads and bridges, $3.4 billion for public transportation, $1.2 billion for airports, and more than $400 million to install chargers for electric vehicles. Buttigieg sat down with the Tribune for that interview, touching on highway expansion and high-speed rail and other transportation objects. He says this: there are two things I see in particular with regard to 35. One, a very interesting, this is Interstate 35. One, a very interesting local vision about capping part of it, which could help connect areas that were divided from each other and create the rarest of things, which is brand new land in an important part of the city. The second thing is the vision for expansion. And there, I hope, will unfold as a way to do it with, that is mindful for the long-run consequences and opportunities and encourages not just single-occupancy vehicles, but shared-use transit, all the different things that need to be part of a healthy transportation mix. Huh. He was also asked, do you see Texas wanting to tap those dollars for community reconnection, or do you see more interest coming from cities? I think there's more excitement, Buttigieg said, and interest for it all at local levels. But if there's a really forward-leaning, forward-looking state that wants to be an applicant, we welcome that conversation. This guy is something. Anyway, it says, but is the infrastructure bill in conflict with itself if you have the $1 billion to reconnect communities, but also money that helps state transportation departments expand existing highways, they asked him. This is our transportation secretary now. Look, there will always be places, especially high-growth places, where expansions are called for. The important thing for us is to try to encourage that. When that happens, it's done in a way that minimizes environmental and community impacts. And that really leads to what the future of transportation will look like instead of just copying the past over and over again. He was also asked, is an expansion of I-35's footprint warranted? Ultimately, that's a state decision, he said, not ours on the federal level. And we respect the division of powers, but what I'll also say is that anytime an expansion is contemplated, we really want to work with the state in finding ways to make sure that it's part of a bigger picture, that it's inclusive and forward-leaning. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, that's what Pete Buttigieg had to say down in Texas, stumping for a rail between San Antonio and Austin. With that being said, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take another quick break. We're going to be back with the second half of the Tuesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. Just a special programming note, this coming Friday, there will be no Exploring Energy as we're all going to be in Tulsa for the OAB Awards, which we were chosen to receive a couple of those. So, again, no show this coming Friday. We will continue back on Monday morning. But we'll continue back just in a little bit here on the Tuesday edition. Stay with us, won't you?
Stay informed with the latest news from the energy industry with Sean and Butch on the Exploring Energy Show.
When you're producing your well or bringing a well in order to move fluids around on that job site, they hook up high-pressure flow iron pipe. When they do that, it can go up to pressure as high as 15,000 pounds. So what we do is we take that iron once a year, and we do an annual inspection on it, a visual inspection, a UT inspection, pressure test, and then we band it and hold on to the certifications during that annual period. What I'd like to do is I'd like to offer 50 pieces inspected for free on the first job that you call us out on. That's probably going to be around, depending on the pieces of iron, it's going to be between a $1,500 and $2,000 discount. Safety Flow NDT, just call me, Dustin Nix. My phone number is 580-383-0136, 383-0136. We'll go to work 24/7. You can call me at any time. If you're in a bind, we'll get a crew out there to get you taken care of.
At Barber-Dice in Fort Elk City, you're in luck because Truck Month is here. We are Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. Take advantage of Ford Truck Month and shop the all-new 2022 Ford F-150 and stock with 0% financing for 60 months, plus customer cash back. Or you can order your very own, and it will arrive quickly with the same great savings and more. Come experience the Barber-Dice difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BarberDysonFord.net.
We are a lubrication and filtration company. We sell lubrication products and filtration products.
So if they've been using somebody else, why should they even consider Camrock?
We could probably be just as competitive or beat their pricing, but our service is top-notch. We love to take care of our customers and have a great customer experience. We take it very personally. We want you, not only just as a customer, but as a friend, to have your need fulfilled. If you need a product, we want to get that product to you because we know how important it is for you to keep on running and doing what you need to be doing. Nobody likes to wait. Nobody likes to pay high prices, any of that kind of stuff. And so we want to communicate to you when we can get that product to you, how we can get that product to you, and try to give you the best pricing that you can get. My name is Sean Estes, and the company I work for is Camrock. Give me a call at 405-301-5803. 405-301-5803. Come see us at Camrock, 2111 South Main in Elk City, right behind Fred's Steakhouse.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Oh, yeah. Butch still on the gas plant. He also still works for DCP Services, LLC. They offer fully insured contract pumpers. Also, Roustabout Services, their field techs have over 85 years of combined experience now. They rebuild Chemray valves and controls, Western Chemical pumps to like new. They also sell and repair Texam solar pumps and other solar pumps. Their wireline division has both braided and slick line capabilities and giving them more of the services you need. For pumping, Roustabout, or wireline, call Jeff Davis at 580-660-0501. Butch Black, 580-303-1886. Since all the major supply stores have all but pulled out, DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe, valves, and fittings geared toward pipeline processing and production located at 317 North Van Buren here in Elk City. You can call Ernie Barker back off spring break to 580-339-1773, 339-1773. And Big Elk Auto Mall, they're still looking for gas and diesel mechanics. This is a big outfit. They're going to be doing a whole lot of services in one place. It's in the old Schlumberger building. They have immediate openings for experienced gas or diesel mechanics and helpers. If you currently have a job, they still want to talk to you. You know what? They could be offering you better than what you already have. Look out for yourself. They offer great work environment, competitive pay, holiday pay, vacation pay, and paid health insurance available. Mechanics must have own tools. Apply in person at Big Elk Auto Mall, 1019 East Highway 66 in Elk City, across from the Civic Center in the old Schlumberger building. Big Elk Auto Mall is an equal opportunity employer. I guess that's across from the Elk City Convention Center. I need to call it by the correct name. You know, it seems funny that you know, the employer and employee loyalty that once was, it's just few and far between. And a change in our culture, I guess. But nonetheless, it's all about the benefits. It's all about what works best for you and your lifestyle. No one can change your stars but yourself. So if you're out there and you're looking, Big Elk Auto Mall has an opportunity. Like I said, man, these mechanics and these drivers, they're all pretty valuable right now, no doubt about it. There is work to be had there. My old man always told me growing up, if you can't find work, you're not looking. It may not be making what you want to make, may not be doing what you want to do. But if you truly want to work, there's work out there. They ain't going to come and knock on your door and fall in your lap. You got to go out there and hustle it up. But, you know, if a man or a woman wants to better themselves, you know, you got to have a job. Don't ever give up your job until you already you got a new job, for crying out loud. I just can't imagine what some people are thinking. Don't want to cut your own throat. Republican Tom Cole. Don't buy the lie, is his common phrase. When it comes to inflation and the high prices reflected at the gasoline pumps, Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole says, don't believe the buck stops here sign on President Brandon's desk. He said it's a lie pushed by the president and his administration. Representative Cole wrote about the impact of high gasoline prices in a weekly column. He goes on to say, famously displayed on the desk of former President Harry S. Truman and often used by President Brandon both in office and on the campaign trail is the motto, "The buck stops here," meant to exemplify one of the most important attributes that leaders at all levels need to possess, accountability. Nowhere is this more important and currently lacking than in the office of the President of the United States. As President Brandon refuses to accept any responsibility for the ongoing 40-year high inflation, including the dramatic increase in the prices at the gasoline pump. Indeed, since Democrats took control of the presidency in both chambers of Congress at the beginning of last year, Americans have felt the tight grip of inflation that has decreased their take-home pay and increased the cost of living, the cost of food, energy, and many other essential items. However, I urge you not to buy into the lie that the primary causes of inflation are Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine or due to the pandemic. While the coronavirus pandemic and Putin's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine certainly factor in, there are explored avenues that the administration could immediately take to ease the economic distress Americans currently face. Remember, not long after assuming office, President Brandon signed into law a nearly $2 trillion liberal wish list masked as a coronavirus relief. This costly bill included irresponsible spending such as a federal bailout of certain pension funds and bloated contributions to Democrat-run state and local governments. There is no question that this legislation greatly damaged our economy and spurred this inflation. Cole goes on to say, rather than encouraging Americans to get back to work and advancing policies to get our economy back on track, President Brandon and Democrats have supported keeping policies in place that incentivize workers to stay home on unemployment. Meanwhile, they also support increasing taxes on U.S. businesses and corporations, which would force even more of them to move jobs overseas and eliminate those opportunities for our American workers here at home. The Brandon administration unfortunately believes that the remedy for inflation is federal spending and increased regulations. Furthermore, they have done nothing to address the major issue of American energy policy, namely our current dependence on foreign oil. On day one of his presidency, President Brandon eliminated thousands of American jobs and severed our energy independence by canceling the North American Keystone XL pipeline and declaring a moratorium on oil, gas, and coal leasing on federal lands and waters. This energy dependence on foreign nations has caused prices at the pump and heating and cooling homes to skyrocket. It leaves us at the mercy of tyrants and state sponsors of terrorism, Furthermore, our inability to supply our partners and allies with as much oil as we should be able to is having a direct impact on our national economy and world affairs. He goes on to say, while I am all for pursuing an all-of-the-above energy policy, we are here on this show too. That means, you know, all energy, all the above, wind, solar, wave technology, nuclear, those are all part of our energy policy. They should remain that way. I added this part. I'll go on to continue reading what Representative Cole said. While I'm in for all pursuing of the all-of-the-above energy policies that is innovative and environmentally responsible, the world cannot run today without petroleum products. The good news is America has the capacity to produce some of the cleanest energy in the world. The bad news is the Biden administration refuses to unleash that capacity and has instead dangerously increased America's reliance on adversarial foreign producers, which included Russia, until the president finally gave in to pressures to ban U.S. import of oil funding Putin's war machine. Indeed, the true strategic deterrence and associated economic boost will only come from increasing domestic oil production. Again, I'm reading from Representative Tom Cole's letter. Our private sector deserves predictable, sustained policy that supports American jobs and growth to increase our capacity, and the global economy will benefit when we do. Very powerful statement right there, and it's so true. Although the president is not an omnipotent ruler and cannot control everything under his purview, the assertions by the Biden administration that the sky-high inflation, rising consumer prices, and all-time high prices of gasoline are a result of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. And a pandemic, one nearly under control, are misleading and an abdication of responsibility. The truth is, instead of taking responsibility for his disastrous policies from day one that have fueled the ongoing inflationary crisis, President Biden has chosen to point fingers and play the blame game instead of acting immediately to ease the inflationary burden on the American people. President Biden is sticking to his anti-American energy, out-of-control spending, and overregulation model that he initiated when he took office. That has nothing to do with Russia. And that has nothing to do with Russia. That's how Tom Cole ended his letter. Well said, Tommy. Well said. A lot of the stuff that Tom had in this, we've been saying for a long time on this show. And that is, it's got to be America first. We've got to get back to that. We can't let that slip by. And it's not being selfish. How can you help others if you can't help yourself? There's no way you can. You got to take care of your own business. So if you are called upon to help, you have the ability to do so. I mean, if you keep just gouging and gouging and gouging your own people, how do you expect them to help anybody if they can't help themselves? Yikes. Anyway, well said, Mr. Cole. Well said. No doubt about it. The lie. Man, is he not too far from that? Well, the Supreme Court dates have been set for the storm bonding request by three utilities. This is an ongoing issue, too, about the storm recovery from Winter Storm Uri. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has set April 13th as the hearing dates on the more than $3 billion in the latest bond securitization requests to cover the 2021 February winter storm costs of the three state utilities. Supreme Court Chief Justice Richard Darby appointed court referee Kyle Rogers to hear the request made by the Oklahoma Development Finance Authority to cover storm costs for Oklahoma Natural Gas Public Service Company of Oklahoma and Summit Utilities Oklahoma. The ODFA's request for ONG totals $1,450,000 in bonds to cover the state's costs stemming from Winter Storm Uri. The court has set the hearing to be held at 10 a.m. on April the 13th. The The court set the same date for PSO's recovery of $725 million. I'm going to go back to the ONG. That was $1.45 billion is what they're looking for. Rogers will serve as referee on both cases to be heard simultaneously. And $95 million bonding requesting sought from Summit Utilities Oklahoma will be heard on April 13th as well. But the Chief Justice set the time of the hearing at 12 p.m. So the court is still considering that the ODFA's first such securitization request sought to cover these bonds for storm costs for Oklahoma Gas and Electric. The OG&E was the first case filed under the February 2021 Regulated Utility Customer Protection Act passed last year by Oklahoma legislature. So under the act, any bond securitization request must receive final approval from the Supreme Court after it is approved by the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. In the cases of the ONG, PSO, and Summit Utilities, each receive support of the Corporation Commission, but on split votes of 2-1, Bob Anthony voting no on those. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the mop-up segment. Energy news and my briefs as the Tuesday edition of the Exploring Energy Show continues after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers. That's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, Chemlock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order, or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413, 821-4413.
We are local here in Elk City and in Sayre, so everything we do is going to benefit people that live locally, so we are actively involved in organizations and things in Western Oklahoma. Obviously, civic clubs, Kiwanis, Rotary. We have people that serve on boards, Western Oklahoma Family Care Center, CASA, Great Plains Regional Medical Center Foundation, Elk City Education Foundation, Meals on Wheels. I mean, those are just a few of the organizations that we help out with locally, because these people that live around here depend on us for their needs when they come in for a loan, and it doesn't just stop there. If we can get them the loan, send them out the door, that's great, but they're also all involved in the community or need things from the community, and these organizations that we serve on as employees for the bank, but also for these organizations, help them. And so it's kind of a double-fold deal there.
Pitching in, giving back, helping out, serving their neighbors.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
That'd be us. That'd be me. Butch Black still out on the gas plant. He acts like he should probably be back in the regular rotation this next week. So we'll wait and see about that. Let me tell you, first of all, about SOAR, Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources. SOARok.com. They got a pretty big one coming up tomorrow. You need to get signed up today before 5 p.m. It is a Zoom meeting. This will be on the intranet. Join SOAR and WellFit over lunch to learn how RECAP, Emissions Recovery System, works. RECAP is a pipeline depressurization and gas recovery solution that eliminates the need for voluntary natural gas flaring and venting associated with blowdowns during common pipeline operations. So, WellFit Emissions Recovery System, it's tomorrow from 11 to 12. It's a Zoom meeting. Costs $15. Get registered today at SOARok.com before 5 p.m. for that. Then also coming up at the end of the month, on the 31st, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission Field Inspectors Open Forum Luncheon down in Ada. be a great place just to talk to these field reps. Join SOAR and the OCC field inspectors for lunches held in your district to discuss the top questions. That's going to be the 31st at 11 to 12, Ada Community Center. You can also find out more information on SOARok.com. And Chemicals 101 coming up in April. Join SOAR to learn how chemical applications work and how they can benefit marginal wells, increase profitability, and lengthen run times. That's also SOAR, Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources. Download the SOAR Connect app. It's free download for Android or iOS. Lots of information at your fingertips. Even if you're faced with difficulties in the field, you can submit questions to industry professionals seeking advice. And you got the Lease Pumper's Handbook, searchable filters, and all that. Also, Oakey Construction and Welding, looking to hire. They got multiple location openings for haul drivers, mechanic shop technicians. Drivers will be home every night. Let me say that again. Drivers will be home every night. Oakey Construction and Welding in Clinton, looking to add experienced heavy haul truck drivers to their growing company. Must have a Class A CDL license, at least 2 years experience required. Also looking for mechanic shop technicians. Mechanic will be home every night. Mechanics will be home every night. Must be able to lift 50 to 75 pounds. You'll assist the lead mechanics in daily repairs, maintenance of crew truck fleet, trailers, heavy equipment, and such. Must possess a regular driver's license and 2 years experience required. To apply, please call or text 580-821-6785. 821-6785 or fill out an application online at Oakey Construction. O-K-I-E, the word construction.com, OakeyConstruction.com. Or call their main office, 580-547-4252. 547-4252. And 10,000 PSI. 10,000 pounds of pressure on a pipe is extremely dangerous. Who's inspecting your flow iron is the question. Dustin Nix at Safety Flow NDT has been doing it for 15 years. He wants to know, whoever that is, do they know what they're doing? Are their certifications up to date? Do they have the right equipment, the right people in place? Well, Safety Flow does. He's so confident you'll love the job they do, he's offering a big discount for first-time customers. They'll inspect the first 50 pieces of pipe for free on your first job you order. That's a $1,500 to $2,000 savings. Call Dustin Nix, Safety Flow, NDT, 580-838-0136. 383-0136. 580-383-0136. Tell Dustin we sent ya. Okay. As promised, energy news in my briefs. Oh, boy. Last week, the Brandon administration considered sending prepaid gas cards to Americans to help ease pain at the pump, Axios reported Saturday of this weekend. Per Axios, a House Democratic counsel talked the White House out of the idea by arguing that gas cards would be expensive, poorly targeted, ineffective, and difficult for the understaffed IRS to handle during tax season. Oh, boy. Union workers were removed from a Chevron Corp oil refinery near San Francisco hours ahead of a deadline to begin the first labor strike at the gasoline-producing plant in more than 40 years. Nearly 200 wells have been approved to be drilled since Colorado tightened oil and gas rules, and hundreds more already had permits. The U.S. Energy Information Administration released its annual energy outlook and projected that energy-related carbon dioxide, CO2 emissions, will decrease in the United States through the mid-2030s and then increase through 2050 across a wide variety of assumptions. It projected that over time, increasing emissions from natural gas and petroleum consumption growth will offset declines in emissions from coal consumption. Regular gasoline averaged $4.26 per gallon Sunday per AAA, down about 7 cents from a week earlier, but still roughly $1.40 a gallon higher than 1 year ago. The U.S. is poised to take a big step toward requiring that publicly traded companies disclose their climate risk exposure. through the issuance of proposed rules from the Securities and Exchange Commission's reported Axios. Oh, man. I'm going to let those people regulate the oil and gas industry now. Maryland's governor signed a bill to officially suspend the state's gasoline tax, a temporary measure that officials and lawmakers hope will relieve some financial pressure for car-driving residents. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a bill Friday suspending the state's gasoline tax through the end of May, costing $400 million in road funds that will be subsidized by a state tax surplus there. More than 3,000 Canadian Pacific Rail conductors, engineers, train and yard workers represented by the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference are off the job after both sides couldn't reach a deal by a midnight deadline. A couple from around the world here. While BP, Shell, and ExxonMobil race to announce they are withdrawing from all their operations and stakes in companies and joint ventures in Russia following Putin's invasion of Ukraine, Schlumberger, Halliburton, and Baker Hughes have not announced such moves. Gennady Timchenko, a longtime ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, resigned from the board at gas producer Novatek on Monday after he was targeted by sanctions over Russia's military campaign in the Ukraine. And in a major speech on Monday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine could set back the climate agenda and spark a global food crisis. Sky is falling. The sky is falling. Oh, man, the IQ is what's falling up on the hill, in my opinion. Yikes. All right. Well, I had a good friend of the show, Will Bowie, said they got almost a little over a half an inch, 6/10 in the Leedy area. So, like I said, we're grateful for the moisture. We need more. But we did get some. Had a little thunder boomer come through last night. But here's what's going to happen weather-wise. Mostly cloudy with a high near 48 today. Windy with a north-northwest wind 33 to 38 miles per hour with gusts as high as 55 miles an hour. Skirt alert day, no doubt. Skinny people, put rocks in your pockets. Us fat folk, we don't have to worry about it. Unless we get to rolling, then it's a tough deal. Partly cloudy with a low around 35 tonight. Windy with a north-northwest wind 25 to 30 miles per hour. Decreasing to 14 to 19 miles per hour in the evening. Winds could gust as high as 41 miles per hour tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 54. North-northwest wind 16 to 24 miles per hour. The gusts as high as 33. Partly cloudy with a low around 31. Tomorrow night, west-northwest wind 13 to 18 miles per hour. Decreasing 6 to 11. After midnight, winds could gust as high as 25 miles per hour Wednesday night. Thursday, Sunday with a high near 63. Wind still 8 to 15 miles per hour. That's not bad. Gusts as high as 21. Thursday night, clear with a low around 37. Friday, high near 71. Friday night, sunny with a high near, with a low near 38 on Friday night. Saturday, about 71 and sunny. Sunday, about high near 82. Monday, near 84. You know, spring sprung on the 20th of this month. So we are in the very early days of spring. But, yeah, doesn't take long for Oklahoma weather to go either way, for sure, for sure. Tomorrow we'll have Remember When Wednesday. We'll take a little step back in time with the AOGHS.org, American Oil and Gas Historical Society. Thursday, we're slated to have Senator Lankford join us on the show. So we have some things. And then again, Friday, no show Friday, because we'll be at the Oklahoma Association of Broadcasters up there to receive a couple of awards and get ourselves educated up. So we'll be up doing that Friday. We'll return Monday for sure. So, again, looking for Butch Black to get a return back this week sometime as well. Here's where the energy prices are right now. They're sliding down a little bit. West Texas Intermediate down 47 cents, but still trading at $111.65 per barrel. It's an April 2022 contract on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Brent crude oil down 34 cents to 115.28 on the ICE Futures Exchange out of London. That's a May 2022 contract there. Tokam crude oil in Japan is up 940 yen per kiloliter. NYMEX natural gas up another 20 cents, now trading at $5.10 per million BTU. That's good news. Again, just continue to pray. That's what we can do here, the best we can do. And vet all of your political preferences. Find out who they are, what they are, what they stand for. Then go cast your vote. Make a difference. For all of our great sponsors, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KZ City. Have yourself a great day.
It's going to be a long day for Ketanji Brown Jackson. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I am acutely